I imagine many of you recognize this refrain from Leonard Cohen's song, Hallelujah. A young mother once told me that when this song started to play on their home streaming system, their daughter, not quite three, stopped in her tracks and proclaimed, "That guy is singing the good word they told us at church." Tonight, after our long Lenten fast, we get to sing that good word again. Alleluia. Tonight's gospel takes me back to what I call my first Easter. I'm not talking about as a baby, but the one about 50 years ago, the first one after my return to church several months earlier. During a time of feeling lost, thinking my life might be ruined by sin, my bad choices of the big, embarrassing, shameful variety, I had stumbled into a church and had an experience of the holy. I started reading the Bible seriously and entered into the life of the community. I was definitely moving toward the whole God thing, but I wasn't so sure about the whole resurrection thing. I understood the dead part, but wasn't so sure about the raised from the dead part. Then, all those years ago, this gospel was read. It was the Mary Magdalene part of the story that grabbed me. At the time, I was captivated by her song in Jesus Christ Superstar. A song that echoed my own questions and longings. I don't know how to love him. I don't know why he moves me. What's it all about? But if he said he loved me, I'd be lost. I'd be frightened. He scares me so. I want him so. I love him so. There are many myths about Mary Magdalene, but here's what we know from Scripture. Jesus heals her of seven demons. And I find it's important to say that nowhere in Scripture is she identified as a prostitute. All four Gospels name her as one who stays by Jesus and is there at the tomb on Easter morning. In John's Gospel, she stays after Peter and John have left. And because she does, she is the first to encounter the risen Christ. I think it's a gift that we don't have more details about her. Mary Magdalene can stand for any of us who struggle with demons, who need healing, who long for Jesus. When I heard this gospel story all those years ago, I was Mary in the garden, and Jesus was calling me by name. I recognized him. I knew he was alive and that he loved me. There have been many Easters between then and now. I don't remember everyone, but some stand out. The one before our first baby was born. The one after our second baby was born. The one when I surrendered to this call to the priesthood. Then there was the one when I overslept. Arriving home late after the Easter vigil, I made a mistake setting my alarm for the 6 a.m. sunrise service. When I awoke with a start, I saw on my clock that it was 6:25. As my husband Ron likes to say, "Alleluia, Christ is risen" was not the first Easter acclamation heard at our house that day. I sat on the edge of the bed, my head in my hands, moaning, knowing I couldn't get there in time, even if I went in my pajamas. Just after 7, the phone rang. My colleague Mark checking that I hadn't driven into a ditch. "I feel terrible," I said. "Don't feel terrible," he said. "It's Easter." So I hurried to church and presided at the 2 remaining services and returned home to prepare for our afternoon guests. That afternoon, over drinks and appetizers, my alarm went off at exactly 4 p.m. In unison, my boys, young men at that point, called out, "Mom, time to go to church." My family and friends have gotten a lot of mileage out of this story. But to be honest, it's one of my favorite, most cherished Easters. Like my first one, it reminds me of what it means to be human, what it means to be loved for ourselves and in spite of ourselves, what it means to have a Savior who redeems our mistakes, big and little, humorous and heartbreaking. A Savior who casts out our demons and gives us new life, just like he has in the resurrection. Jesus tells Mary Magdalene to tell the disciples, "I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." In the resurrection, we are lifted up with Jesus. Through us, Jesus is alive in the world. When we fear, we have totally messed up. When we have doubts and it's hard to believe, will we, like Mary Magdalene, stay with Jesus and sing the good word they told us at church? When we set our alarms for the wrong time, and when we make big, messy mistakes, will we receive the forgiveness and love offered and sing the good word they told us at church? When around us there is fighting, despair, illness, death, will we do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with our God, and sing the good word they told us at church? Tonight we celebrate the resurrection. Jesus is not in that tomb or wrapped in those linens, and we do know where he is. He has returned to God, so the fullness of Christ may dwell everywhere and in all of us. Tonight, we sing the good word. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.